Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Jake brought it up. Good job by Jake. Off to a good start. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe. Oh, and our crew. And you. All right. The Power Hour and every hour presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app. Visit BetMGM.com. Okay. We will get to college football in moments. Maybe minutes. We'll see how this goes.
Maybe segments.
Well, you can't. Unfortunately, it can't be segments because we have limited real estate and we have to get a lot into the show. All the NFL games, the bets that we placed, college football, baseball, even the WNBA tonight as we look to cash our aces future, which is all Femi. Just tail that bet up 3-0, pretty good. But for now, Mike Brown has created an open that does not have sound. So it's only 5 seconds long. So if you're listening on the radio podcast form, just imagine a really cool animation with a vault opening playing. Mike, go ahead and take it away. So it's a vault, gold bars, and then a picture of me 20 pounds heavier on a dollar bill when Nick Costos' money. It's a bad picture. So Mike Brown, good effort. He did ask me for a photo. Also, I was watching the Giants game. Just saying. So here's where we're at right now to win Nick Costos' money. Bill Zimmerman has had a pathetic performance this week as our executive producer. We have these calls with Bill in the morning where he's like slack-jawed. Like he's got nothing to offer. Like, hey, Bill, guys, what do you think about this? Silence from Bill. He's got nothing. Now, last week he booked Mad Dog Russo on the show. Some are saying, should Bill get credit for that, given he produced for Mad Dog for a decade and talks to Mad Dog all the time? Has him in his phone as Russo. Sorry, Bill, if I wasn't supposed to betray that, because Bill has sent me pictures of their text conversations. Some are saying that Bill didn't deserve the $20, but he got it last week. This week, we are crossing Bill off the list, but Bill can participate in the tribunal to determine... Apologies. I'm getting excited. Who wins Nick Costos' money this week? Jake has offered salutations in the chat for my for my sneeze. Jake is pushing all the right buttons right now, literally and figuratively. So as it stands at this moment, Tyler Morales is the slightest of slight favorites, followed, and this has become, the race is pretty tight. Addy, Jake, Sean Hawes off today. He's off the list also. Sean can be involved next week. Addy, Jake, and Mike Brown. And Mike Brown is like journalism in the Preakness. We thought he was done because we were unable to get Rob Pozzola on video for the first 5 weeks of the season. And then yesterday, Here's Pizzola on video. And then, like, Mike's been quietly killing it behind the scenes for us here. So Mike with a late charge here, like journalism, in a performance that you read about. We'll see how it goes here. So now, we will open up the tribunal, and people can make their cases to either win the money or why someone else should not win the money. First word goes to the favorite. No, Tyler wants to go. No, Tyler, you're going first. Tyler Morales goes first. Tyler, make the case either for yourself or against someone else to win life-changing money from Nick Costos, a cool $20.
So I think I should be a bigger favorite, but we'll skate past that. So this week, I'm going to be honest. Well, I'm going to tell you why in the next minute or so. I'll tell you, Monday through Thursday, there is not nobody that...
What is the noise in the background?
It sounds like music.
Yes, it's coming from your microphone. What is it?
I think there is music playing in the background right now.
Of what?
Jake is playing music right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's actually that's fair. Yeah, okay. Honestly, like, is Jake trying to sap? Honestly, I think Jake is like gaining for doing that. Yes. Go on, Tyler.
So Monday through Thursday, nobody.
Why is it
like podcast.
White Lotus music? Like, why is this the music? Like, I picture like Sydney like Sweeney in a bikini from like White Lotus season one. Go ahead, Tyler.
I thought he was going for a Survivor theme here, but yeah.
Okay.
Being sabotaged here, but I'll say this: Monday through Thursday, nobody uploaded a better podcast than me, and without me, the people don't get their You Better You Bet. So no. So I should also win Nick Costos money, but I'm also the people's champ as well, because without me, the people don't get their podcast. So that's number one. Let's be honest here for a second. Like, I'm carrying this bit on my back. Let's be honest. I'm like a LeBron James. I got everyone, Sasa Pavlovich, Booby Gibson with me. Let's be real here. Without me, what's this bit? We don't have all this fancy imaging. Without the competition coming from me, like, what is this? So that's my second point. And my third and final point, nobody read the fine print of when Nick Costos is money. This show is Monday through Friday. It is. We all know that. But on the BetMGM network, the wagertainment rolls on, baby. There is one person, one hero, that will be here on Sunday, giving Nick all the actives and inactives he needs. And I remember last week, Nick did not send Bill the money till Monday, which means there is another day for someone like me to win the money here. So I'm going to be the lone soul here on Sunday while everyone else is in their bed and hanging out watching NFL football. Nope, I'll be producing wagertainment. And you have to see some amazing injury reports in about two seconds. So I rest my case. Tyler Morales minus 1,000.
Oh, well, it's a strong case by Tyler. Tyler, you do nothing for that show on Sunday.
That's a lie.
What do you do?
I mean, who uploads the podcast? Who edits the open every day, every Sunday? Mm. Who's giving you the best actives and inactives information on the East Coast? Tyler Morales.
Your actives and inactives are okay. Like, honestly, this is not a road you want to go down with, because I have to ask you on Sunday, every Sunday morning, for actives and inactives. I have to ask.
Uh-oh.
True or false?
Yeah,
tell
your
the
head,
truth.
Tyler.
Tell the truth. True or false?
No.
True
I
or
have
false?
Them ready already.
True or false? One
you
word
asked
answer.
Them, yes,
true or false?
True
or
but
false?
I have them ready.
One word answer.
True.
But one word answer. True or false? True. True?
It's like Will Smith. Tell the truth.
Okay. All right. Next up is our associate producer, Addie Bates. Addie, make the case for either you to win or someone else not to win.
Go off the bat here and say that I'm doing pods today, so I know how easy it is. It really doesn't take much effort Monday through Thursday. I'd also like to point out that Jake said he's been cutting highlights during the show. Now, back in the day when I learned how to run a board, I was told, listen to what's going on the show. No need to edit stuff during the show. You should be doing that before the show starts and have it ready.
Wow.
Get the rundown. We know what it is. And I'd also like to point out that you have to ask them for this stuff. You didn't ask me for my audit. I gave you feedback. I give you feedback every day. You don't have to ask me for this stuff. I do it because I want to see this show get better, even as a part-time employee.
So I'll tell you, Jake?
Sure, I'll be the only one brave enough to come on camera and show my face while I talk to the people. Listen, you want to come at the highlight cutting, that's fine. You want to come at the king, you best not miss. That's all I'll say. Tyler wants to talk about other shows that he's working on. I don't recall anyone else on this show working one of the morning shows coming into the studio every day. That's fine. I come in here, I do my job, put the head down, nose to the grindstone. I'll be here Monday. I'll be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Hey, and I'll also be here on Saturdays occasionally hosting for this fine network, because that's just what people who want it bad enough do. And I'll still be here time after time because I love you guys and I love cutting the highlights in the moment because I want to make sure I don't presume to know what other people are thinking. I presume to have the information correct. So that's fine. By the way, listen, you guys want to make your cases and I'll end it here. No matter what, I don't need it that bad. The $20, sure, I'll take it and I'll throw it on the Tariq Skubal ladders and it'll be great. Go Tigers. But at the end of the day, Jake Hassan goes home and that Guinness is going to hit my hand like Mjolnir. And I get to go on a third date with a pretty woman tonight regardless. Shout out Lauren. So I'll see you jabronis on Monday.
Wow. Jake, I mean, honestly, like this would be time for like a, like this is a great psychiatry session because there was a lot there. It's a lot there from Jake. Also, like the Molinar reference was very nerdy. Man. That's okay. Mike Brown, do you have anything to say for yourself?
Just want to point out that this could either qualify me or disqualify me. What we have with the other contestants here is a total football situation. Aside from Jake, who has to be physically in Chicago, but Addy could do Tyler's job. Tyler could do Bill's job. Bill could fit in for everybody. There's one video producer on this crew here that can do what I do, and that's yours truly. You want to replace me, you have to get another video producer from the BetMGM network. So, hey.
We don't want to do that. I like Max. I'm down on everybody else.
Yeah.
That was a pretty mic drop from Mike Brown. Mike Drop Brown is what we'll call him. Would anyone like to respond to what anyone else has said? We have 30 seconds left.
I rest my case.
Yeah, I think I dominated this.
Addy? Oh, yes, Bill. Yes, Bill is next. Bill, final word to Bill Zimmerman.
I'll tell you what. I've been on the fence here. I'm not sure I had really even odds here. But there was Mike Brown. That was an impressive mic drop moment for him. And I think Addy's been strong this segment. So Jake's talking about everything he does for the network, but he's not talking too much about You Better You Bet. Tyler, we know it's coming down to the injury reports. So Addy and Mike, really impressive there. I'm not even sure where to go. This is going to be a toss-up, Nick. I don't know where you're going.
We're taking it down to the wire. And I'll just say, like, listen, Tyler, like, you do a great job. You do nothing on the Sunday show. Nothing. And to be fair, when Bill did the show last year, Bill also did nothing. The show runs itself. I'm just being honest.
In fairness,
go ahead.
Without me, the podcasts aren't going up. Again, People's Champ. Without me, the people aren't getting their podcast. I mean, that's like literally what I'm doing.
I'm literally doing that today.
All right. The cases have been made. The case is closed. We will find out later. Honestly, like, I think Jake's out. He said he doesn't need it. He's got a date. He's gonna go get drunk.
Third date.
And Jake's good.
Third date.
Yeah, third date. Yeah. Honestly, like, that sounds like it's getting Lauren. Good for him, man. All right.
Are we labeling it?
Yeah. Jake, you still have to. You bet. You still have to hit the college football music for us, please. That's a safe life. That's a good job by Jake. He was ready. All right, Benny. Tonight into tomorrow, your favorite college football bets for the weekend.
Yeah, a couple of them tonight. I'm going to lay the 2.5 with Texas. This is one of those spots with an unranked home favorite going up against a ranked team. I think North Texas, given the stakes of this game, will take care of business and cover the number. I'm betting against my squad. I like Rutgers plus the 10 against Washington. Washington has been really good so far this season, but they have some big games on deck. I think this might be a little bit of a sleepy Friday night spot for the Huskies. For Saturday's slate, bless my heart, I'm betting on Jeff Sims. Yes, that Jeff Sims. He's still in college football. His sixth year, he is starting for Arizona State because Sam Levitt cannot go with his injury. Fallen hero spot with Kenny Dillingham and Jeff Sims. They cover the number at Utah. I'll lay the 2.5 with USC and Jaden Maiava. I'm laying the 7 with Oregon and Dante Moore against Fernando Mendoza. Heisman-Doza, no more. They get blown out by the Ducks. I'll take the 1 or whatever the best number is on Texas against OU in Red River. And then give me a couple dogs. NC State plus 23.5 against Notre Dame. Fighting Irish on deck, taking on USC next week. And then also Arkansas plus 10.5. I agree with Colin. I think Woo Pig Sui gets it done to cover the number against Tennessee.
I'm gonna tell Colin on that Texas A&M Utah moneyline parlay. I haven't placed that yet, but I thought Colin made a pretty impassioned case for it. I'd like to wait to see what happens, Femi, in the Red River market. Do we get a 3 with Texas? that will be a buy point for me on the Texas Longhorns. I don't need to bet Michigan. Like, I want Michigan to win because I have Michigan to make the playoff, and I feel like they have to win in order for that bet to cash. I have a small bet on Indiana plus 7.5. And we always say this, like, you know, college football, not my specialty. Small bet for me on Indiana to cover plus 7.5 against Oregon, with the thought being two first-round quarterbacks. I'll take the points. And you know I got to roll with our friend Joseph Knish and lay the 14 with Texas Tech against Kansas. Rock, chalk, losers. Give me the Red Raiders. Femi, game four of the WNBA Finals, game five tonight of the Mariners and Tigers. What do you got?
I don't think we see a champion crown tonight. I think the Mercury are able to stave off elimination just for
even
one
with
night.
Sabali
I like
out?
Phoenix. Fallen hero spot, perhaps, with Satu Sabali out of the game later on this evening. I think the Mercury get it done. They win. They go back to Vegas where they get beat, and the Vegas Aces win in five. And then also tonight, give me the Seattle Mariners. Mariners are getting it done. Even money, plus 105, whatever the best price is. Soto, Mojo, marching on. Like 95, like 01, they're getting to the ALCS.
I will be rooting for your Mariners tonight. I will be betting the Brewers tomorrow in game five, although I am very nervous about that one, Femi.
Yeah. Woo. October Brewers, man. Good luck.
Can Pat Murphy break the curse?
Got the pocket pancakes. He's going to try.
Pocket pancakes are weird, dude. Those are kind of like potato chips. Pancakes. Kind of nasty. On the other side, we hit the National Football League. And Tyler Morales is readying the injury reports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We stand on the precipice of our NFL picks for week number 6. That rhymed. But we also stand on the precipice of Tyler Morales' injury reports.
Oh, baby.
Last week on the show, you would have thought the Detroit Lions, everyone on the team, had never been healthier. Literally, the note in the chat said, Detroit Lions, colon, everyone healthy. Best shape of their
Clean
lives.
Bill.
Except for the players on injured reserve, who had been placed on IR last week. Isn't that interesting? We will see if Tyler has learned his lesson, because a lot of money hangs in the balance. $20. It's now time for our bets for week 6 in the NFL. Jake, please lay down our Mario music. Jake, why did you bring it down? We do this every week. Dreaming of that Guinness. We begin our week 6 NFL betting sojourn across the pond in London with the Broncos and the Jets. Denver in between a 7 and 7.5 point favorite. The number at MGM 7.5 juiced towards the Jets. The total 43.5. Ben Powers, who is the Broncos starting guard, as Tyler notes in the injury report, is out. As is, well, Jets number 2 corner Brandon Stevens is questionable. Femi, how are you betting this game?
Mm-hmm. I like the Denver Broncos quite a bit. I laid 7 earlier this morning. There was 7 minus 110 out there here in Las Vegas. There's still some 7 minus 110 that's out there available. So shop around. BetMGM, I know, has 7 in the hook, but make sure you find that 7. I think Denver's the much better team, much better coaching staff. They outclass them. They get ahead. And once they get ahead, the Jets have no shot of scoring and throwing the ball against that secondary. Easy bet on the Broncos. Lay the 7. I don't think twice about this one.
Yeah, I bet some Broncos 7 on Sunday night. Femi, we talked about that in text message on Sunday night, and then we talked about it on the show on Monday and Tuesday. Honestly, we get to Sunday morning, and the spread 7.5. I'll consider Denver as a teaser leg. I do not like the Jets in this spot with the way this defense has played thus far this season. Moving to the 1 o'clock slate, where we now have the Steelers, Femi, out to a full 6-point home favorite against the Browns. 3 straight road games for Cleveland, including an international game. Pittsburgh coming off the bye. Steelers laying 6. Total 38.5. Jalen Ramsey, questionable, but probably going to play a full practice today. Mm-hmm. Jalen Warren back for Pittsburgh. Stone Cold Calvin Austin out. Tyson Campbell will make his Browns debut after being traded from Jacksonville to Cleveland earlier this week at corner. Good job by Tyler with that notation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we see him. There's no way that I was going to go to war for my guy Dylan Gabriel and not bet the Cleveland Browns plus 6 in this game. I like Cleveland to hang within this number. I think the big story with this game is a scheduling spot, and everyone's talked about it all week long. And usually with these instances, I think sometimes we get to a point to where we overrate this whole thing. I'm of the belief that the Steelers are fraudulent, and I think we're going to see that now post bye week. They're healthy, great. Let's see them put it together. But I don't think the Steelers are what people think they are. I think the Browns keep this close. Best unit on the field, Brownies defense. I like the plus 6.
Yeah, I was considering taking the points with the Browns. I think this will be a pass for me. If I had to bet, I mean, the time to bet the Steelers was a couple days ago. No interest in the game now. I will have a couple props that I have my eye on coming up on Sunday. Colts and the Cardinals in Indianapolis. Indy in between a 7 and a 7.5 point home favorite. Total of the game is now 47. The big news here, we don't know if Kyler Murray's playing in the game. He did practice in a limited fashion today with his foot injury. That was Kyler's first practice of the week. Jacoby Brissett would start if Kyler Murray is unable to go. Tyler, where are the Colts notes? Two teams play in the game.
Hmm. It's there.
Tyler's. Is it there? Does anyone see it? Am I missing it?
I don't see the Colts one.
The odds board.
We clean bill of health on Indy.
Alec Pierce full practice. It is in the chat.
Okay.
It is not there.
It's not. So Kenny Moore is out. Alec Pierce going to play. What do we got?
I like the Arizona Cardinals, and I don't even know if Kyler's going to play in this game. Like, whatever, whether he plays, great. I'd love for Kyler Murray to play, but clearly he's going to be banged up to some degree if he tries to give it a go. Jacoby Brissett started enough games that where he can at least be somewhat competent out there behind center. The Colts, I think, are just being a little bit too overvalued. I took 7.5 earlier today. There's no more 7.5s. At 7, small bet on the Cardinals, but I think if Kyler gets ruled out, those 7.5s are going to come back, and at that point, I think there's a chance to go ahead and get in. So I like the Cardinals to hang with in this number. Just call it a hunch. I think this game is closer than people think.
I want to bet Arizona, mostly because all their games are really close. Let's see what happens this weekend. Like, if we feel like Kyler's going to play, Brissett's going to play. I would like to bet Arizona. Have not made the bet just yet. We move on to the Chargers and the Dolphins on Sunday in Miami. The Chargers in between 4 and 4.5 point road favorites. The 4.5 juice towards the Dolphins. The total is 43.5. Now, Marion Hampton on IR. Odafe Owe expected to make his Chargers debut rushing the passer. The Chargers going to be without 3 of their offensive linemen, big offensive linemen. We know Slater's done for the year. Joe Alt is out, and Trey Pipkins is out. This is going to be rough for the Chargers as far as the offensive line is concerned. Mekhi Becton will play. Quentin Johnston questionable. Wow, this is good stuff from Tyler. Got a lot of info here. How are you betting the Chargers and Dolphins?
I'll be the fool. I'm going to lay the four with the Chargers. I know everybody likes Miami. The betting market likes Miami this week. The O-line injuries have been well documented with this game. But also, this isn't like the Commanders game where they lost Pipkins during the game and they're scrambling. They know that these guys are hurt. They've had all week to game plan for this one. I think the Chargers find a way to go in there and get it done, because what we're not talking about is this Tua Miami offense going up against Jesse Minter and the Chargers. I think that's also a big story with this game. So I'm laying the four with the Chargers. I think they get it done. They win this by a touchdown.
Chargers likely a bet for me as well. Have not placed the bet yet. Would like to see where the market goes. Femi, I think that we may see Miami interest on Sunday with the state of the Chargers offensive line.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me.
So I want to see where this goes to see if I can get a better number with the Chargers, but you and I would be on the same side of this game. Patriots and the Saints on Sunday in New Orleans. New England, a 3.5-point road favorite. The total in the game is 46. Christian Gonzalez is questionable, which is rough, obviously, for New England. Milton Williams is out. That stinks. And remember, Antonio Gibson done for the season. So we'll see more Travion Henderson for the Patriots. Alvin Kamara questionable, and if he doesn't go, it'll be the Kendre Miller show at running back for the Saints.
Yeah, I don't really love this game. I mean, at 3.5, I think I'm just passing with all those injuries, too, with New England. Christian Gonzalez being the biggest one. If it ever got to 3, I would have to bet the Patriots. I know a lot of people like New Orleans with New England coming off of the big win this past Sunday night. Feels like that's a great spot to fade a team now that they're having the big expectations. I think the Saints are pretty bad. And I think what we saw this past Sunday was they just turned the ball, turned over the Giants 5 times, and that's how they won the game. So it's never Saints for me, only New England, but only at 3 minus 110.
Yeah. Patriots. Going to be a money line parlay piece for me this weekend. I'll talk about on Sunday who I want to pair them with. Yeah. I got asked on New England radio this morning, is this a trap game for the Patriots? And I said, we'll find out on Sunday. I don't know if the Patriots will cover the spread. I do think New England will win the game. I think the Saints were lucky to beat the Giants last week, and I'm not just saying that as a salty Giants fan. So give me the Patriots as a money line parlay piece this weekend. Moving on. Femi's Cowboys at Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. The under's actually getting bet here. Maybe some of the Dallas injuries have something to do with that, but we've seen Cowboys games fly over the total. Dallas, a 3-point road favorite. Total 49.5. Jalen Coker going to be a game-time decision for Carolina. Like, he actually matters in this Panthers receiving core to make his season debut. Chuba Hubbard is out, which means it'll be the Rico Dowdle show. Revenge game against his former team. Hit him with the Rico for Dallas. Miles Sanders is done for the year. I think we'll see Phil Maffa, my guy, promoted from the practice squad at some point. Jaden Blue and Javonte Williams, the lead two backs. Tyler Booker out. CeeDee Lamb out. Linebacker Jack Sanborn out. Slot receiver and kick returner Kevontae Turpin out. Daron Bland questionable. Trevon Diggs questionable. Tyler Smith questionable. And a partridge in a pear tree. Femi, Cowboys and the Panthers, what are you thinking?
Yeah, a lot of injuries on the Cowboys side, similar to last week. Not as many. Tyler Guyton should be good to go at left tackle. He cleared the concussion protocol. I think what's being under-discussed with this game is the injuries on the Panthers' offensive line. Like, they're obviously down their starting center. He's been out for a couple of weeks. Chandler Zavala at guard, Robert Hunt at guard, and Taylor Moten at guard, at right tackle. He's not going to be playing in this game. Dak Prescott can overcome a bad offensive line. Bryce Young cannot. I think this is too much for Carolina. I laid 3 with Dallas at minus 110. I would still like, there's a bunch of threes that are out there. I think it's a really good bet. It's starting to become one of my more favorite bets of the week. I like the Dallas Cowboys quite a bit, and it's not just because I'm a fan. I'll gladly bet against them as well, but in this spot, I think they roll against the Panthers.
Yeah, I can't believe we're seeing movement on the under here. This will likely be an over bet for me. I know the Panthers were a popular bet at plus 3.5 earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. Now at 3, lean towards the Cowboys, maybe pull the trigger on Sunday, but the over will be in my account at some point in between now and kickoff. Seahawks and the Jaguars, Femi, Sunday in Jacksonville. Pick the winner of the game at BetMGM. This one's fascinating. Total is 47.5. Devin Witherspoon, Julian Love, Tariq Woolen, all doubtful for the Seahawks in that secondary. Ooh. Brenton Strange will miss at least 5 games for Jacksonville. They're starting tight end. They have some jabronis behind him. And Jaguars starting center Robert Hainsey is doubtful for this game. Bad news going up against that ferocious Jaguars defensive front with Josh Hines at, well, excuse me, Seahawks defensive front with Leonard Williams, Boye Mafe, and company.
Mm-hmm. the Seattle secondary. These injuries are, it's concerning. I was going into the week thinking I was going to bet the Seahawks. At this point now, I'm passing the game. I think this is one of those, like, this could go either way. The over probably looks really good, as that's been kind of getting bet up quite a bit here as we're sitting here from 43.5 now all the way up to 47.5. I'm not going to have a bet on this game. Maybe the live betting opportunity presents itself during the early window, but for me, I'm staying away. The Seahawks injury spooked me too much. I'm good. I don't need to bet this one.
You know that I loved the Jacksonville Jaguars coming into the season. Loved the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mr. Duval.
Let me ask everybody a question. Last week, how did the Bucs offense do against Seattle with all the defensive injuries in the secondary for Seattle? Pretty good. Do you know who basically designed this Bucs offense that Josh Grizzard is running? Josh Grizzard, whatever. Current head coach of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Duval. Give me the Jaguars to win on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. It's going to take a while to get through this next one. And that is the Rams and the Ravens on Sunday in Baltimore. Femi, the Rams, the number is still 7.5 at BetMGM, but looks like we're going to drop to 7. The total is 44.5. Now, Rob Havenstein's doubtful for the Rams, their right tackle. He missed their last game. For Baltimore, Cooper Rush will start. We had thought maybe Tyler Huntley might get the nod. Cooper Rush will start at quarterback with Lamar Jackson out. Zay Flowers is questionable. Jadobe Awuzie is out. Roquan Smith is out. But Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, and Ronnie Stanley will all play for Baltimore. What do you like with the Rams and the Ravens?
Also, Tyler Higbee back as well for the Rams. I know Tyler might have missed that one there in the chat. Their tight end, he's back and ready to roll. I'm just saying.
Femi sabotaging Tyler?
No sabotage. I'm just saying. Higbee missed the last game starting tight end. Now he's off the injury report. Might want to go ahead and put that in the notes. But for me, this is the Baltimore Ravens plus 7.5. And I know I'm saying this is the guy who bet Baltimore last week on the money line at plus 120, and they got their doors blown off. I just think this number's a little bit too big. The Rams should definitely be favored to win the game. They probably are going to win the game. But with the defense back, and they've been bad with Hamilton and Humphrey, but at some point, they got to have some damn pride. And this is a have some damn pride bet for me. I like the Ravens to at least cover the number. If they can just play from in front, that would be great. But I think they cover this number. The Rams win the game, but maybe they win it by like 4 or 6.
How do you feel about the Rams as either a teaser leg if the number stays in the 7.5 range? I know you like Baltimore, plus the points, but Rams as a teaser leg, or even like the Rams as a money line parlay piece?
I think money line parlay more for me than teaser. Like, I don't want to have to like weird stuff happens with the 1.5 and all of a sudden they win, or I guess they can tease down to 1.
And the weather, and Pizzola talked about this on the show yesterday. Yeah. There is rain expected in the forecast on Sunday, which could like make things a little muddy.
Perhaps.
A little dual meaning there. How does
can Cooper Rush handle the rain?
Probably not. How does a Rams, Patriots, Steelers money line parlay sound to you? Plus 160 at BetMGM.
Take out the Steelers, put the Broncos in. That'd be it.
Okay, so if we do that, then it is plus 140. Broncos, Patriots, Rams.
I don't hate it.
Now,
I think that can get you home.
If you added the Steelers, and it's four teams, plus 225. Rams, Patriots, Broncos, Steelers, all to win.
If you add the Chargers.
I don't want to put the Chargers in. I mean, they're going to win. I think they're going to win. That offensive line with Pipkins out too. It's a disaster. Yeah. The Chargers an offensive tackle.
They're
ever a game
it.
For the Dolphins pass rush to get going. On the other side, Brad Evans will join us. His favorite prop bets for Sunday. We'll hit the rest of the NFL slate, and we will determine who has won Nick Kostos' money.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so thank you, Sadola, before we wrap up the phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with our friend Brad Evans, the rest of our thoughts for Week 6 NFL Sunday, and who wins Nick Costos' money. Three tremendous guests joined us on the program today. Colin Wilson from the Action Network, always great. Jay Croucher from NBC Sports, the Saucy Aussie. And Robert Flores from MLB Network. Addie booked him. He was supposed to be on video. He was on the phone. Our executive producer is Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake Hassan. Our associate producer, Addie Bates. Our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, Downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath, who's the birthday boy. It was his birthday this week. Happy birthday to Ryan Horvath. And our guest at this time. We know he'll be sweating tomorrow with his Illini and his Cubbies, both in big, big games. The great Brad Evans. Brad, welcome back to the show. Happy Friday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Yeah, I'm already a mental wreck.
How are you feeling about those games tomorrow?
I don't feel great, to be honest with you. The pessimist that lives inside of me is having a field day right now. I can tell you that. Illinois is catching, I believe the line is down to 14.5. Ryan Horvath on my show, I guess he was kissing the co-host's ass and said he was going to bet the Illini plus the points. I'm not betting anything. I didn't make the drive over to Indiana because I can't bet on U of I sports here in the great state of the land of Lincoln. But I do feel a little bit better about my Cubs. Who the heck knows who is going to be toeing the rubber to start the game? Could be Kyler Ray. Hopefully it's not going to be Shota Imanaga. Could be somebody else. I don't freaking know. I just hope I at least split tomorrow. And if we go 2-0, I'm streaking the quad.
I actually believe him. Brad, what is your favorite prop bet Week 6 NFL Sunday and why?
Rico Herrera, suave. Rico Donald, gentlemen. I took him in the anytime touchdown market. Now, I grabbed it immediately at BetMGM when the line opened a couple of days ago at plus 100. Juiced up a little bit higher now, 20 cents more on that at minus 120. I would still play it or at least feature his leg on a same game parlay and maybe a multi-leg parlay. Revenge game! Certainly a narrative facing his former employer there in the Dallas Cowboys, who really are just not stopping us all right now via the ground or the air. On the ground, number 23 in rush EPA defense, giving up 4.35 yards per carry, over 151 total yards per game, and 5 touchdowns to RBs this season. Rico Donald coming off that historic game last week, over 200 yards on the ground. I think he is going to snowplow his way into the end zone at least once. So anytime touchdown, currently at minus 120, I'd still play that bad boy. My favorite bet, bar none, of the entire weekend.
Brad, we love it. Have an awesome show tonight. BetMGM tonight. Enjoy tomorrow. Listen, I bet the Brewers. We'll talk to you on Monday.
USC minus 2.5. I'm out!
Well, I mean, I got... I mean, that was unhinged.
That might be the best one that he's had in a long time.
And he's and his head is freshly shorn. It's a fresh shave. So it's especially
we didn't get
freaky.
The visual of the fingers as much, but like the ah, like that was top notch.
Yeah, it was pretty unhinged from our friend Brad Evans. BetMGM tonight follows us on the BetMGM network. All right, we're going to drop the dope ass beat. We're going to do the reads, and then we're going to get back to the Mario music in order. That's me producing live on the air. Bill, are you taking notes? Jake, please dope ass beat. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Mario music, por favor. And Femi, we continue in the afternoon slate on Sunday with the Titans and the Raiders in Las Vegas. Raiders just down to a 4-point home favorite now. This was 6.5 on Sunday night. I bet some Tennessee plus 6.5. We talked about that on Monday. Total in the game is 41.5. Brock Bowers has just been ruled out for the Raiders. He will not play, but Michael Mayer is back. Tyler does not have that in his notes. That is a miss by Tyler.
Protocol. Yep.
That is very important.
Tight ends.
J.C. Latham, questionable to return to the lineup for the Titans. Their hulking right tackle, who's missed a number of games in a row. He matters with Max Crosby set to rush Cam Ward.
But if he's not listed, he's playing. We can't make assumptions around here. All right, we got to let the folks know. I'm passing this game. I understand why the market moved towards Tennessee. You made a great bet at 6.5, getting the closing line value. At least it appears it will be come Sunday afternoon. I was dead wrong on the Raiders. This thing is a disaster. It's a train wreck. They probably win the game, but this whole thing has just been gross, and I got to wear the L, and the fact that I don't want to buy in at 4 should tell you how I feel about the Raiders right now going forward. So I think Titans plus 6.5 is a great bet. Good luck to you, Nick. For me, I'm not betting this game.
Yeah, so it's Cam Ward and Geno Smith. this afternoon slate. The 4 o'clock slate, save us 49ers Buccaneers. You're our only hope, yeah. Like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Moving on to the Packers and the Bengals. Green Bay at BetMGM, we're 14.5 minus 110 for the Packers. Total in the game is 44.5. Christian Watson will not play for Green Bay. We got a lot of injuries for the Packers coming out of the bye. Devontae Wyatt out. Zach Tom, questionable. Aaron Banks, questionable. Nate Hobbs, questionable. We'll talk about this more on Sunday. For the Bengals, Joe Flacco will start after like 3 days with the team. Jamar Chase is questionable, but we feel like he's going to play. Shamar Stewart is out for Cincinnati.
Yeah, this game is a no bet for me because I think this market's just right. Like, I think this game, 14.5, that makes a lot of sense. I have no interest in betting the Bengals. I don't really have a ton of interest in laying 14.5 with Green Bay as well. I think this defense should be able to wreak havoc on Joe Flacco, a quarterback who's not really mobile. And I think that offensive line with Zach Taylor and how he calls games will leave Flacco very vulnerable against this pass rush. So I think everything is working as it should. No bet for me. And it's unfortunate Burrow got hurt because this was supposed to be the premier game of the window. But hey, that's how things go.
We talked about this game yesterday with our friend Rob Pizzola, and we echoed his sentiments. Packers at 14 would be a bet. No interest in betting the Cincinnati Bengals here. Not in this spot against this team with Flacco there for like 3 days. Niners and the Bucks, Femi, we are on the way to 3.5 for Tampa. This is 3 minus 115 at BetMGM, so we're close to going to 3.5. The total's 47.5, and it is not a good injury report again for the San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy is out. Mac Jones will start at quarterback. Ricky Pearsall, Iter Gross Matos, who's actually been pretty good rushing the passer for them, are out. Mm-hmm. Juwan Jennings is questionable. No good. And for the Bucs, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Bucky Irving are out. Zion McCollum and Benjamin Morrison at corner are also out. Tyler did not list Benjamin Morrison and wrote in the chat that if they're not listed, they're playing. Benjamin Morrison's not listed. He is not playing. Tyler, you have lied to us. Femi, how are you betting this game?
Man, don't fumble the bag, Tyler. You're almost at the one here. I like the 49ers. I took 3. Apparently, I should have waited because now we're going to 3.5 at a couple of places here. Like one domestic sportsbook does have 3.5 right now if you want to go ahead and grab some Niners. I think Tampa, while good, not as good as the record suggests. And I also think, too, from a schematic standpoint, Kyle Shanahan, I think, is going to take apart this Bucs defense. Like, we already saw a Shanahan disciple in our guy Kubiak take apart this defense with the Seattle Seahawks. Obviously, at Jackson Smith and Jigba, much better personnel. But I think Shanahan will have his advantages against Todd Bowles. And I also think, too, like, the Niners defense can at least hang in there with the Bucs offense that's very banged up with no Evans and no Godwin. Obviously, Buka's been awesome. I think this is a coin flip game. I like San Francisco to win it, plus 135. I also bet some plus three as well.
We get to Sunday, and we get a full +3.5. I'll bet the Niners also at 3.5.
I'd be there. Yeah.
So we'll have this conversation, Sam and I will, coming up on Sunday morning. And Femi, we close Sunday Night Football in Kansas City with the Chiefs, 2.5-point home favorite against the Lions, total in the game 53. Terry and Arnold, Aleem McNeil out for Detroit, and we know DJ Reed on IR also in their secondary. Mm-hmm. Brian Branch is questionable, as is left tackle Taylor Decker and safety Kirby Joseph. Xavier Worthy will play for the Chiefs, Femi. He missed practice for them yesterday. I'll go first here. My favorite bet of the week, the Kansas City Chiefs. Money line, lay the points. Love the Chiefs, and I think this is the start of their run towards another Lombardi trophy.
Khalil Dorsey also placed on IR today, and that's Detroit secondary, which usually wouldn't be a big deal, but with this, all these injuries, starts to become a little bit of a deal. Cluster injuries here. Got to keep that one in mind there, Tyler. This is a no bet in terms of the side for me. I think Kansas City should be favored. They are favored. My bet for this game is Chiefs to win the Super Bowl at 10-1, Chiefs to win the AFC. I'm getting in on the Kansas City Chiefs. Nick, I will join you with Mahomes and Reed and Spags. And if Chris Jones can hustle on plays and get it going, I think the Chiefs, this is the buy point because I think they win this game. And I think all those prices in the Super Bowl markets will start to cut in half after Sunday night. So give me KC to win the Super Bowl and the AFC.
Yeah, so you're in. I'm in. We love it. Let's go Chiefs, baby. Let's go Chiefs on Sunday night. All right.
And if they lose, I'll bet with more that, next week. How about that?
Yeah, I'm not scared. I love me, and Rasheed Rice will be back. Let's see. We'll just see Chiefs, Kansas City. The Chiefs next week are hosting the Las Vegas Raiders.
I wonder how that'll go.
Probably pretty well was my guess for Kansas City.
Okay. About that Raiders win total, looking great.
We've playoffs.
Yeah.
We've reached the end of the show. Femi, who do you think should win Nick Costos's money?
I think the winner of Nick Costos's money should be Addy Bates, despite not being here on Wednesday. I think Addy taking the initiative to audit, also backfilling when she needed to go ahead and do it today, putting up the podcast, booking role flow. I think Addy has done a serviceable job this week. Tyler, he was there, but a couple of gaffes. So I'd go Addy Bates this week.
Listen, Jake, no. Thank you. All right. So this is my fault. Okay. I'm being honest. I would like to give the money to somebody else. But what I said this week was that it came down to the injury reports. I think Tyler smoked it. The winner of Nick Costos's money this week, Tyler Morales. Tyler, your life has changed. You will be Venmo'd $20 at the conclusion of today's show. And listen, next week, injury reports don't matter. It's a clean slate for everybody. I'll see everybody on Sunday morning for Countdown to Kickoff. Femi, I'll talk to you on Monday. And until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.